Maybe I'm Not Alone, written by An Takamaki, Ravishnal Pool. Read by Abu Sablink. A Spy X Family fanfic. Part 2 of That Distant Shore series. Summary. Lloyd gets hurt while on a mission, but Yor is there to help. Yor sighed as she looked at the clock for the 1000th time. She knew she was being unreasonable. Lloyd had called her earlier to say he would be home late, as he had been assigned last-minute mission, so this wasn't surprising. What worried her, though, was Lloyd didn't say how late. Yor had trusted that he would be home right after dinner time, as that was when he usually arrived home. On other days, he said he'd be late. But now, it was way past dinner time, nearing almost midnight, and Lloyd was nowhere to be seen. Yor had sent Anya to bed, promising her that she would see her papa in the morning. The little girl did not look happy about it at all, but she complied. Yor didn't go to bed herself, too wound up on nervous energy to sleep. It was evident in the way she checked every clock in the house every 5 seconds and practically burnt a trail in the wooden floor with how much pacing she was doing. The door suddenly clicked, and Yor's head snapped up. It was Lloyd. Yor excitedly ran to the door and slammed it wide open, ready to greet her husband with a kiss. She stopped when she saw the state Lloyd was in. He was completely disheveled, with several tears in his suit, grime on his face, hands and claws, and his right arm was clutching a bloodied opposite shoulder. He was also leaning against the doorframe, and his legs shook, like if he took a single step more, he would collapse in an instant. Yor covered her mouth in horror.
Lloyd, what happened?
Lloyd gave her the same sheepish smile he always does when he's absolutely exhausted, but he wills himself to go on anyways. I got shot in the shoulder. Before Lloyd could get another word in, Yor wrapped her arms around the other man's waist, hoisted him over her shoulder, and marched to the bathroom. The assassin sat Lloyd down on the toilet seat before she began to rummage around in the cabinet for medical supplies. Lloyd silently watched her.
There's no supplies in here, Yor pouted, but soon had a thoughtful expression on her face. I should have another medkit in my room. Stay here, Lloyd. I'm gonna go grab it.
With that, she rushed out of the bathroom, leaving Lloyd alone with nothing but his thoughts. And all he was thinking about right now was how tired he was, how much his shoulder hurt, and how all he wanted right now was to have Mama rub his shoulder and finish it with a big kiss and go to bed cuddling his stuffed bear.
Wait. Mama?
Did he just call your mama?
Oh no. Oh no, no, no.
Lloyd's stomach dropped as he realized he was small. Like, very, very small. Baby small. Smaller than he usually allows himself to be. He didn't fully drop, luckily, but he was still too small. He usually only lets himself regress to an age that he can get out of relatively easily, because in the past, on numerous occasions, he had regressed and was then called out to a mission, which he was in no state to complete. Thankfully, he got the job done. He was Twilight, after all. But he felt so exhausted and scared afterwards that he spent an hour crying into his stuffy before falling asleep. He promised himself to never regress that small, so he wouldn't have to experience that again. But now, after years of not regressing, he's lost his edge. He's small, and he knows he won't be aging up anytime soon. Despite knowing that Wise wasn't going to send him on a mission until the next morning, and despite knowing that Yor would be more than happy to take care of him, the anxiety was still there. But before he could drive himself into a panic attack,
Two green eyes below a pink head of hair popped up from behind the doorframe.
Papa!
Lloyd was startled out of his thoughts, gaze snapping from a spot on the wall and towards the door.
Anya!
Anya ran into him, awkwardly wrapping her arms round his waist. Lloyd chuckled and lightly fretted his fingers through her hair.
Papa, you're hurt,
Anya said as she looked up at him with a sad expression. Her bottom lip quivered slightly. Lloyd cleared his throat.
I'm okay, Starlight. It's just a scratch.
Anya's lip quivered slightly more before her expression slowly changed into that of determination.
Yeah, my papa's super strong. Nothing can bring him down. He's unstoppable.
Lloyd weakly smiled at his daughter's antics and patted her head. The action sent a spike of pain up his arm, but he grit his teeth and tried to hide the pain from showing in his expression. Anya giggled, but then suddenly yawned.
I think it's time you go back to bed, Peanut, Lloyd said. It's very late and you have school in the morning.
No, Anya whined. I'm not...
She was cut off by a yawn. Despite himself, Lloyd looked at her with a smug, I told you so, smile, which Anya blushed to in response.
I'm not tired, Anya declared, hands on her hips and chin held high up in the air.
Just then, Yor appeared, medkit proudly held in her hand. She was taken aback when she saw Anya standing there, almost dropping the medkit.
Anya, what are you doing? You're supposed to be in bed.
Yor looked at Lloyd, who was staring blankly at the wall across from him, like he'd spaced out. He clutched his shoulder with a sort of pensive expression, and he looked 1 second away from bursting into tears. Yor's caregiver senses kicked in, honed from her own experiences regressing, and she immediately knew Lloyd was very, very small and very, very distressed. Anya suddenly pushed past Yor to book it to her room, before Yor even thought about punishing her for staying up past her bedtime. Yor sighed, picked up the medkit, and kneeled down next to Lloyd. His head was tilted down, so she couldn't see his eyes, as they were obscured by his messy bangs. She's gone now. Yor was then enveloped in a tight hug before she could even blink. She rubbed soothing circles on Lloyd's back as he silently cried, the tears that were building up now escaping.
Hurts
was the only word Lloyd could choke out. More words were just too much.
I know it hurts, honey.
Yor stood up to sit on the edge of the bathtub, and she shifted Lloyd to her lap. She bounced him on her knee as she patted his back. I'll get you all fixed up, okay? The assassin waited a couple more minutes for Lloyd to calm down before placing him back on the toilet, taking off his suit jacket, dress shirt and tie, and beginning to clean his wound. She held his hand the entire time.
I don't know how I'll get the bullet out,
Yor muttered to herself as she wiped down the bloody hole in Lloyd's shoulder with a washcloth.
Clean out,
Lloyd softly mumbled. He reached into his pocket and presented the bullet, covered in blood and lint. Oh, was all Yor could say as he handed her the bullet. She blinked at it before smiling and rubbing her thumb against the back of his hand.
Well, I'm very proud of you for getting it out yourself. I'm sure it was scary.
A blush coated Lloyd's cheek, and he nodded, gaze averted away from her. The two remained in silence as Yor cleaned and dressed the wound. She kissed the bandaged shoulder, signifying she was finished, which made Lloyd giggle.
All right, mister, I think it's time for bed,
Yor said, as she put away the medkit in the bathroom cabinet. She held out her hand to Lloyd, which he hesitantly accepted, and led the other to his bedroom to help him change into his pyjamas and retrieve his stuffed bear from the box under his bed.
Yor tucked Lloyd in and gave him a kiss on the forehead. Good night, I love you. Yor turned around to walk out, but she was stopped by a tag on her dress. Lloyd was frowning at her, but didn't make direct eye contact, and he was clutching his worn bird stuffy close to his chest. Mama, stay? Yor happily accepted the request. She quickly changed, brushed her teeth, and got in the bed next to Lloyd, who immediately wrapped his arms around her waist and snuggled up next to her. Nay-nay, Mama. Yor closed her eyes and wrapped her arms around Lloyd as well. Good night, my love. Sweet dreams.